Hi, I'm Daniel. I'm a technical writer, and I've made some mistakes. Preparing for this talk, I was looking back on the larger open source documentation project I've been a part of. So not one-off tasks, but kind of big multi-step projects. And I really wanted to tell you about a success, and this is not that talk. Instead, I kept coming back to a tiny failure, a genuinely tiny failure. I am kind of haunted by my very first attempt to lead documentation work for an open source software project. I was a technical writing student at university, and I needed a capstone project with a real client. And a lot of my classmates were doing unpaid labor for their employers. It's kind of, and I thought, you know, if I'm going to work for free, I'd like it to be for the commons. And I was a computer science student before getting into tech writing, and so I was like, all right, I have an answer here. open source. And I reached out to the maintainers of a Python library that I used and was fond of. And to protect the guilty and the innocent, I'm not going to actually read you my cringe emails. But the conversation went something like this. Hi, I'm a tech writing student. I want to work on your documentation. I could help you write a user guide or fill in some undocumented API references or I had a bunch of undirected ideas. And the founder of the project was actually quite enthusiastic about this. He said, oh my gosh, a real tech writer to work on our docs. I've got some ideas too. He starts riffing on my suggestions. And then he says, what do you think, maintainer B? And the other maintainer for the project says, you know, this really sounds nice, but as the primary maintainer right now, I don't think I have time for this. I wouldn't be able to mentor you in how to use Git or how to build the docs or do anything like that. And it's not worth it to change anything about the docs until the big 2.0 rewrite is finished. This is not how I wanted this conversation to go, but in this conversation, in retrospect, I did like every single thing wrong. We both did. We had vague outcomes. We had bad assumptions about what a tech writer could and should do. We had bad assumptions about what a maintainer could and should do. We had no explicit connection between contributor skills to the actual needs of the software. And we even coupled docs work unnecessarily to other activity. This was not a catastrophe. In some ways, I was very lucky. This could have been an ambitious project that blew up my semester. Instead, like everybody else, I did some free work for my employer. Now, that version 2.0 rewrite shipped years after I graduated. We just didn't do anything in this respect. So we had the classic failure mode of software documentation, which is to do nothing. So in the last few months, I've been thinking a lot about this very early episode in my career, and I've been asking what it would look like if writers and developers knew how to work together from very early conversations. And the rest of my talk is about three common high consequence problems for open source free software projects when it comes to maintainer and tech writer collaboration, some ways to think about those problems, some problems with the way of thinking about those problems, and a preview of a free resource to help you do this work in a very practical, actionable kind of way. The problems I'm going to get into here, they're not all the most common problems. There are other ones that I think you're probably already familiar with, like scope creep, that I'm not going to get into. But I think these are most interesting and most damaging because they're widespread, they're kind of invisible, they undermine trust between collaborators, and they have negative consequences for the consumers of your documentation. So when I talk about maintainers through this, I want you to understand that I'm not throwing stones here. I am also an open source software maintainer. I have been on both sides of these conversations. I've made some mistakes, and I'm not a hater. So problem one is inwardly focused. It's when a maintainer fails to recognize their own capacity. What time do they have available to do work? Their skills, what are they good at? What are they bad at? Their assets, what existing docs and tools are already at hand? And avenues of support, who can they turn to get advice or additional help and that kind of thing. This can cut in two directions. You can have over and underestimating. So for instance, a very competent maker can experience, you know, halo effects and can see about their own skills and the superficial similarities between programming and writing work. And that can lure a maintainer into believing that with very little experience, they're going to be a quick and confident technical editor. And a self-conscious maintainer can have an encounter with a writer and think, I've never done this kind of work. I don't know how to do it. Like, let's not. or to defer to writers in ways that are maybe unhealthy for the software itself. Another error that comes up in this way is when a maintainer thinks that I don't have time for documentation, and that means the software project as a whole doesn't have time for documentation. So whatever direction this cuts, it is natural. Maintainers typically have more experience with development work than what we might term docs or product work. And that brings me to problem two, which is outward looking. So this is quite similar to problem one, but it's when a maintainer fails to inquire about or recognize in tech writers and other collaborators, kind of coming from maybe different disciplines, their capacity for their time to do work, their skills, what the things that a tech writer knows and doesn't know, the assets. What does this person bring to the software project, from their kind of world of expertise? And avenues of support. Who else are they bringing to this party? This also cuts in two directions. You have this over and underestimating phenomena. For instance, one might assume that a tech writer doesn't know how to use Git. You can have the curse of knowledge, where you're so familiar with your problem domain that you have someone coming new into some work, and you assume that, oh, well, they'll know the basics, and the basics is so far beyond, kind of what an average person off the street knows. Another example of this is when, I've seen as a tech writer, I bring with me a lot of tools and assets that are not in your source repository, right? I have templates. I have weird tricks to produce documentation, and that's something that's maybe invisible unless you ask about it or I share about it. Again, whichever direction this cuts is over or underestimating, this is also not unfamiliar. It's a natural outcome when writers are pretty infrequent contributors to free software. And it's really hard to recognize what you've just never seen before. And then there's the third problem, which is when we, maintainers, tech writers, other collaborators, together fail to link our collective strengths, capacity, interests to the project's needs. So in an old school tech writing situation, you'd do this thing, an information plan. It's this very heavyweight planning apparatus for sorting this stuff out. The open source software world tends to be kind of looser. We don't do this kind of thing very often, or if we do it, it's kind of done poorly because we're just not accustomed to doing this work together. And documentation is kind of an unloved area. It's easy to look at your documentation and see nothing but gaps, and then the conclusion you draw from that is, well, any documentation work must necessarily be filling some unmet need, whether that's true or not. This failure to link capabilities together and the project's interests together, this is also a natural problem. I'm kind of repeating myself here a little bit, but tech writers and maintainers don't do a lot of work together, and so we don't do this. And if we do this, it is through inventing a brand new process from scratch. And why should we expect that to go well? So instead, this question that is carrying me through this work is, what if you could see yourself and your collaborators and your project plan clearly, again, earlier in the process? And so